Welcome to the Great Green Garden Show with Margo, and I know we're right in the middle of winter, and so not usually a lot of folks would be having questions, but who knows, maybe someone out there has a question about an indoor house plant, or maybe something that in the spring, a planting question. We would love to hear from the listeners out there.
Well, certainly, and the number 563-242-1252, and again, 242-1252. And as you mentioned, this really isn't a gardening time of year, of course, but it does give me time to talk about other things that I can't always fit in during the growing season. So because of the unfortunate freezing temperatures, now it looks like we're going to luck out again with the horrible storms going across the south, but we still have those horrible temperatures. And as far as I'm concerned, anything below zero is cold. And we've had that, but it is January. But I thought this morning I would not dwell on the freezing temperatures. Of course, it's stressful to all of us. But the ice that kind of goes with it. And I want to talk about water turning to ice and freezing. And, of course, how it expands when water does freeze. It takes up more surface or more area. And that's why ice cubes float in your drink. So, unfortunately, with this last weekend, or last week, so to speak, water in pipes freeze, and that water expands, and it's the pressure from that water expanding that makes the pipes break or leak. Now, the same is true in nature. And what happens in plant and animal cells that have a lot of water in them and a lot of different, sap in plants, but of course not in animals. When all of that moisture freezes, it also expands. And what happens when that expansion comes along is the cell walls aren't strong enough to withstand that pressure, and they burst. So they burst just like the pipes in your house if they freeze. And when this happens, just like the pipes in your house, all the liquid drains out. And in the case of annual plants, now these are plants that just grow 1 year, marigold, geranium, tomato plants, almost all of the vegetables. When they freeze, say, for instance, in the fall when we get our frost warnings, what happens is the cells in the leaves burst, and then all of the liquid kind of runs out, and that's why the plants kind of collapse. So if you have a tomato plant that freezes overnight in the late fall, you wake up the next morning and it just kind of has melted on the ground. It's kind of a meltdown. And that is because those cells have burst and all the water has run out. Now, the same is true with perennials, where the tops die down and they kind of melt down also. But before that happens, a lot of the nutrients have kind of migrated into the root system, and the roots being in the soil survive the severe temperatures of the winter, and so that's how perennials survive. Now, deciduous trees and shrubs, a little bit different story, but kind of along the same line. They are, of course, woody plants. They are going to drop their leaves in the fall, so we don't have that need for moisture coming up through the root system into the leaves. And so the leaves, the chlorophyll stops being produced, the leaves turn color, they fall off, and the plant starts going or is going into the dormant period. Now, it's not totally dormant because the sap and all of the nutrients are going to drain down into the roots of that tree. And this is where the nutrients, the sugars, the starches are stored for the winter. And that's the food storage that's going to help get that tree going again in the spring. Once the weather turns around, the days are longer, we get warmer temperatures, and the ground starts to thaw out. Now, what happens in trees and shrubs with, you know, with woody trunks is that it's just like pipes in your house. So the pipes run up and down the tree right underneath the bark. And this is why it's so important that we don't want to strip off the bark or see the bark damage, especially on younger trees, because all of that piping system is right underneath the smooth bark. Now, the bark's not going to freeze because all of the moisture has drained out of the top of the tree, and so the pipes, like in our house, are empty, and so the moisture and the water is not going to freeze, expand, and cause those cells to burst. Now, there is another problem, and so that's how the trees and shrubs kind of make it through the winter season. They go into that dormant period, they shut down, they regroup, and then they're ready to go again next spring. Another thing I want to talk about with this extreme weather is a problem we will occasionally see on young trees that still have pretty much smooth bark. And these are called frost cracks. Now, when these happen on a tree, they run up and down the length of the bark or the tree. They don't go around. They don't circle around the tree. They go straight up and down. And again, generally on the younger trees that still have the smooth bark. So what happens is when we have a night where the temperatures just plummet, we have, say, 10, 15 below zero, and then the next morning, the sun comes out, it's nice and bright and shiny, and it warms up the south side of the bark of that tree, and the difference between the really cold bark from the night before and that warm sunshine, that temperature changes so fast, the bark can't adjust accordingly. There isn't enough time for it to gradually expand and contract. And so what happens is a crack will form or a split in the bark. Now, we generally don't notice this until spring, and that's okay. But understand that this is something that can happen, especially when we see cold temperatures like this we've had these last few nights. What's kind of kept that damage to a minimum is, unfortunately, the daytime temperatures are still really cold. But if we go from 0 to 30 or something like that, there's a big, big difference. That's when we do find those cracks. Now, generally, those cracks are going to heal themselves. The cracks will be on the south side of the tree, and they can be anywhere from maybe 6 inches to several feet long, depending on how the conditions with the weather are. But they will, for the most part, heal themselves and be okay. One other thing to keep in mind is with this extreme cold weather, it's really hard for animals and birds to find open water. So if you were to put out, just even in the morning, some warmer water in a shallow container, it is going to freeze, but it will give the birds an opportunity to get a drink and get some moisture, because we don't think of that birds do need, you know, they do need to drink when it gets this cold and everything's frozen. If they eat snow or ice, it does drop their body temperature, and that's one thing they don't want. They need to eat a lot to keep that body temperature up and so that they can survive. So putting out fresh water, shallow container, that's the key. They don't like a 5-gallon bucket of water. They're going to want a very shallow container, and unfortunately, that's going to freeze faster, so you might have to do it maybe once or twice a day. Also, this time of year, with the extreme weather and the snow cover we've kind of had off and on, we can start seeing damage of mice and rabbits chewing on the bark of trees and shrubs. So just kind of keep an eye on that. You're still not too late to be putting on tree wraps. The tree wraps I like are plastic spirals, and they twist on or they're slit down one side, kind of like look like a drainage tube. And you can simply put those around the trunk of the tree. That's going to help with those frost cracks. It's going to keep rodents and rabbits and other little things that nibble on the trunk away from those new trees. And one thing we do not want is for that tree to be totally girdled, to have damage and chewing all the way around the trunk of the tree. That's the worst case scenario. Sometimes those trees make it, sometimes they don't. Okay, so we need to hang in there. We've got a few cold days left. And do be careful. Make sure that those houseplants are pulled away from the window. Now, I know we've had a few really, really cold nights, but get those houseplants away from the window so they're not touching the window pane. Be sure to turn your plants so they kind of keep a nice, even shape about them. And if it is colder by the window, of course, it's going to be, you might want to cut back a little bit on watering until the temperatures kind of settle down and we kind of get back to what I call normal winter, but I don't know what normal is anymore. So, and do remember that snow is a good insulator. It does help that fluctuation in temperatures from nighttime to day, and it's going to add a little bit moisture when that snow does finally melt. So snow is a good insulator. If we do get more of it, be sure you shovel that snow up around trees, shrubs, especially new ones, and on your perennial beds. And that's if you don't use a lot of salt on your sidewalk. So do that shoveling before you salt it. And that snow is going to help insulate those plants and help get them through the winter. Back to the birds, put out not only fresh water for them, but also make sure you keep your bird feeders filled this time of year. And again, they do need to eat a lot to maintain their body temperature, especially through this cold weather. They do kind of like to perch in conifers, which are the evergreen trees. And one reason for that is it does give them protection from the wind. And, of course, we know wind does pull body temperature away from you just by the wind and more exposure to the cold. So, okay, that's going to be my show for today. And I'd like to thank you for joining the Great Green Garden Show. Have a wonderful, safe, and warm, stay warm weekend.